Good evening, folks. This is Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host Bill Satterlee. They're welcoming you back to another session of fine modern jazz, mainstream jazz, on the Feeling of Jazz. Of course, we're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on 89.1 FM. And I'm going to continue my portion of the show by doing a second installment of the salute to the compositions of Charlie Bird Parker, one of the founders of modern jazz. And we're going to kick off the show with something by tenor man Gene Ammons. This is a Charlie Parker composition called Confirmation from an album called Boss Tenor, cut by Gene on the Prestige label, and backed up by a great rhythm section of Tony Flanagan on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, Arthur Taylor on drums, and Ray Barreto is added as a special treat on conga. Let's listen to Charlie Parker's Confirmation. We'll be right back. just been listening to Charlie Parker's classic bop composition. Everybody played it. They played bebop, and that was called Confirmation. And that was Gene Jug Ammons on tenor sax with some fine piano work there by Tommy Flanagan.
I'm going to kick off my portion of the show tonight with a tune entitled Swingin' the Blues, which is from a CD, Jimmy McGriff tribute to Count Basie. He's backed up with an orchestra, so I'm not going to name all of the people in the orchestra, but the name of the tune is Swingin' the Blues. Doing a tribute to Basie from a CD entitled that. The name of the tune was Swingin' the Blues.
Next, we're going to do something by alto sax man Art Pepper from an album called Five Birds and a Monk. That by that they mean there were five tunes that were composed by Charlie Parker and one tune that was composed by Thelonious Monk. This was cut on a Galaxy album in December of 78, and Art is backed up by Cowell on piano, Cecil McVie on bass, Roy Haynes on drums. Roy Haynes played with Charlie Parker for several sets in the past. This is a classic Charlie Parker composition that almost all the modernists played. It's called Yardbird Suite.
Thank you.
Art Pepper on alto sax doing a great version of Charlie Parker's classic composition Yardbird Suite from a Galaxy album called Five Birds and a Monk, and the piano work there was by Stanley Cowell.
I want to play something from a CD of Lucky Thompson's Just One More Chance. It's backed up by an orchestra, and he's playing a tune entitled Boulevard Bounce. Thompson playing Boulevard Bounce.
Next up is a track by Red Rodney, who plays both trumpet and flugelhorn. Red Rodney played in the Charlie Parker Quintet for a couple years back in the late 40s, early 50s. This is a Charlie Parker composition called My Little Suede Shoes, and we have Red on flugelhorn, Chris Parter on sax, Gary Dial on piano. By the way, this was a working group. They worked together for 3 or 4 years. It did some fine bop work. Let's listen to Red Rodney's little group do My Little Suede Shoes.
Thank you.
right? That was the flugelhorn of Red Rodney doing a Charlie Parker composition, My Little Suede Shoes, and had some backed up by some fine solo work there by Chris Potter on sax and Gary Dial on piano.
I'm going to play something from a Chicago group, Mike Smith and his quintet. And there was a time where you could probably catch them at Andy's on a regular basis. Features Mike on alto, Ron Friedman on trumpet and flugelhorn, Jimmy Ryan piano, John Whitfield bass, Bob Rummage drums. The name of the CD is On a Cool Night, and it's on the Delmark label, which is Bob Costner of Jazz Record Mart. So let's listen to Stu's Blues.
Thank you.
Smith Quintet doing Stu's Blues.
Pianist Hampton Hawes, one of the great, brilliant pianists out of L.A. area, who actually was self-taught. It just amazes me that I don't think he had any formal training at all. Became a disciple of Charlie Bird Parker and played in the bebop idiom for many years. As a matter of fact, when he was very young, he played for a short time with Charlie Parker when he was on the West Coast. This is a Charlie Parker composition called Bigfoot, and the rhythm section is comprised of Paul Chambers on bass and Lawrence Marable on drums. Let's listen to Charlie Parker's composition, Bigfoot. Hampton Hawes on piano from his contemporary album Birdsong, backed up by Paul Chambers on bass, Lawrence Marable on drums. That was a Charlie Parker composition called Bigfoot.
I'm going to play something I've never heard. I've heard this particular album before, but there are 21 trombones in this particular cut, and it features Herbie Green, but also features Kay Windy and J.J. Johnson. They're going to play a tune entitled Stars Fell on Alabama. Stars Fell in Alabama, and as Kent pointed out to me, it's better than 76 trombones from the Music Man.
I tell you what, if you had 76 trombones, you'd have a real budgetary problem. Unless they all work for half scale. Well, we're going to do something by baritone man Cecil Payne. He cut an album on the Charlie Parker label. Now, the Charlie Parker label was kind of a mystery. I think it was really the estate of Charlie Parker licensed this particular CD, and the album is called Cecil Payne Performs Charlie Parker. This is a Charlie Parker composition called Cool Blues, and he had a pretty nice lineup with Clark Terry on trumpet, Duke Jordan on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Charlie Persip on drums. Let's listen to Charlie Parker's Cool Blues. Thank you. right, that was Cecil Payne on baritone sax, and another salute to Charlie Parker's compositions. That was called Cool Blues, and some very fine trumpet work there by Clark Terry along with Cecil Payne on baritone sax.
Blue Night came out with a CD entitled Chamber Music featuring Paul Chambers, and soon I'm going to play his Stablemates. And it features Curtis Fuller on trombone, John Coltrane tenor, Pepper Adams baritone, Kenny Drew piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones drums. Stablemates.
Thank you.